when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
That's what I got. You turn the heat on me. Some like it hot. Look what you started. A conflagration, baby, that's what. Don't let the flame go out. Some like it hot. Oh, baby, I'm from that old school. I'm on the spot. Love burns you up the most, like it or not. But baby, I like it hot.
And what could be hotter than the voice of Marilyn Monroe? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the Harvest Time Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, today Broadway to Main Street is going to go from Chicago via the Dixie Flyer all the way down to Miami, Florida, on a train filled with an all-girl band, Sweet Sue and her society, Syncopators. Hard to say. 60 years ago, this past March in 1959, Billy Wilder's Some Like It Hot opened in theaters across America. And usually, we spend our time and attention on a Broadway musical, but this movie is not only a classic, it was voted the number one greatest American comedy by AFI about a decade ago. It's a personal favorite of mine. I wrote a book called The Some Like It Hot Companion 10 years ago, available on Amazon. It's really a good book, though. It's got a lot of photos. And it's such a fun, bubbly movie with so many traditional songs, many of which were from Broadway from the 1920s, and its ebullience and charm meant that it was destined one day to be a musical comedy on Broadway. And indeed, in 1972, it became a musical called Sugar, with a score I like very much by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill. It was revived a couple of times, and rumor has it that Scott Whitman and Mark Shaiman are going to adapt it one more time. Not sure why, but keep a lookout, Mr. Lockhart, in the future. So occasionally on Broadway to Main Street, we turn our eye to a movie, and I think this would be a good opportunity to celebrate 6 decades of Some Like It Hot. Makes a girl think. We open up in Chicago in 1929, the roaring 20s, in the middle of internecine gang warfare between Spats Columbo and some various other gangsters. And, of course, we open up in a speakeasy where a sax player named Joe and a bass player named Jerry are playing in a speakeasy. So let's start there with the music they play from the movie. Thank you.
sugar, sugar cane. And I gotta tell you guys that being in Chicago is just the berries. When you meet a man in gay Paris, the chances are he's gonna be a maitre d' or merchant of fine wine. You meet a man in London town, I know he pulls his money down by huddling with bankers or owning oil tankers. There are certain men in Chicago who never ever tell what business they're in. If their pearl gray spats match their ties and hats, maybe then that's a clue.
And it's money in your pocket, you ought to think before you knock it.
If the night seems right and the deal's airtight, I'll just leave it to you.
That was from the second musical incarnation of Some Like It Hot, called Some Like It Hot, in London with Tommy Steele. We'll get back to that. A girl named Mandy Perriment as Sugar Cane. Well, our two musicians, Joe and Jerry, get themselves into a fix because it's Chicago and it's freezing and it's Valentine's Day, and they're desperately looking to get out of town because they witness a gang murder. And here's a little clip of music. A little clip of dialogue from the movie into the great reveal number from Sugar, the 1972 musical with Tony Roberts and Bobby Morse.
What kind of a band is it anyway?
You gotta be under 25.
We could pass for that.
You gotta be blonde.
We could dye our hair.
And you gotta be girls.
We couldn't. No, we couldn't.
Hello world, they call us Daphne and Josie. £1,000 of paradise from head to toesy. Here is the kind of beauty that drives a man, mad. Please watch how close the kitties get. This ain't no erector set. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad. What looks we get from cabbies and truckers when we go by, it's like the whole world puckers. Here's the kind of beauty that drives a man, mad. The way this stuff undulates, it should carry license plates. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad. Rocks 'em and our perfume slays 'em.
They say it's bottled in a French gymnasium. Here is the kind of beauty that drives a man, a man. This here fancy frillery just hides big artillery. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad.
That was a number where we see Jerry and Joe revealed as Geraldine and eventually Daphne in the musical. Our two musicians go in drag in order to escape the gangland contract on their heads. I should have mentioned earlier, of course, the dialogue from the movie is spoken by Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon, who were so expert in that movie. When Billy Wilder decided to adapt the French and, well, sort of a French, but mostly a German film in the 1950s about an all-girl band, it was tough because back then there weren't as many sort of drag ideas in movies, like, you know, we have Tootsie and things like that, and we understand them a little more sensitively. So he wanted two actors. There was a rumor that he wanted Bob Hope and Danny Kaye, but that was absolutely not true. And the verisimilitude that Curtis and Lemon bring to their characters make it so hilarious. And of course, on the train down to Miami, they discovered the one, the only, Sugar Cane, played legendarily and glowingly and marvelously by Marilyn Monroe. So let's hear a little of that.
Running wild, lost control, running wild, mighty bold, feeling gay, reckless too, carefree mind all the time, never blue, always going, don't know where, always showing, I don't care, don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile.
I'm Sugar Cane.
Hi.
Sugar Cane?
Yeah, I changed it. Used to be Sugar Kowalczyk.
You're Polish?
Yes. I come from this musical family. My mother is a piano teacher. My father was a conductor.
Where did he conduct?
On the Baltimore in Ohio.
Well, that, of course, is more great dialogue by Billy Wilder and I.A.L. Diamond, who wrote the screenplay. And as you all know, as the film progresses and the train makes its inexorable journey to Miami, both men fall in love with Sugar, and quite luckily for Jerry / Daphne, played by Jack Lemmon, he gets a chance to share an upper berth with Sugar Cane. And we'll hear a great song, I think, from Sugar after we hear a little dialogue from the movie.
There are two things that I will not put up with during working hours. One is liquor, and the other one is men.
Men? Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
We wouldn't be caught dead with men. Rough, hairy beasts with eight hands. And they all just want one thing from a girl.
It doesn't take long to know that a person is your kind of person.
And there's nothing worse than to know that a person is not.
I'm a person who thinks she sees some of her own idiosyncrasies, some of her own dreams and fantasies in you.
It's true, it's true. Good Lord, sweetheart, How perceptive of you.
I'm a dreamer, completely unrealistic.
You've described my main characteristic.
Listen, sweetie, yes, indeedy.
We could be close.
I'm a Pisces.
And I was born a Taurus.
Gosh, we got the planets going for us.
Listen, sweetie, yes, indeedy.
We could be close.
We could be, we, you and me could be as close as any two sisters could be.
Bobbing around, throbbing like two canaries. Share alike, sharesy.
I've got three sisters and a brother. I'd love to have some kids at some time or another.
Sometimes I worry that I'll never be a mother.
I can see how you and me, we could be close.
We'll lounge around and answer our mail.
Or rush downtown if there is a sale.
Don't you just love trying on merchandise?
Oh.
I've been wondering, what's your size?
I'm a size 8 with a C cup.
I'm a 40 with a wee cup.
You pad with cotton.
I almost was forgotten.
We could be close.
You've got something that really is worth prizing.
I've got something even more surprising.
I can see how you and me, we could be close.
And what a surprising and clever lyric by Bob Merrill. Great number, I think, by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill from the 72 version, Sugar. That was Elaine Joyce and Bobby Morris. And I think they do a really good job of musicalizing the comedy as well as the romance in the original Some Like It Hot. Well, one thing about Billy Wilder that he brought to the table among his comic skill and his acuity and his ability to pace things and set up situations, Billy Wilder loved the American music of the teens, 20s, and 30s. And before he emigrated out of Germany to Hollywood, he had a career as a sort of gigolo dancer. He would hang out in dance parlors in Berlin and dance with older women. And he and his musical director, Matty Melnick, brought in a lot of great songs from the 20s and 30s that hadn't been heard in a long time into the film of Some Like It Hot. So let's hear two of them from the film.
Now, among the sheltering palms, a honeyway for me, a honeyway for me. Don't be forgetting we got a date. I'll wear the sun of Galapagos. How my love is burning, burning, burning. How my heart is yearning, yearning, yearning to be down. Among the sheltering palms, a honeyway for me.
Thank you. nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Boop boop be doo. I wanna be kissed by you, just you. Nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. I wanna be loved by you, just you. Nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
Boopy-doop, indeed. That was a Kalmar Ruby song originally written for a 1928 musical called Good Boy. And it was recorded by Helen Kane that year, a huge hit in 1928. And that's how Boop-Boopy-Doop entered the English lexicon. Well, in our story of Some Like It Hot, both the movie and the various musicals based on it, the two boys find their way out of harm's way in Miami, playing back up for Sweet Sue's Society Syncopators in drag, and they both find out they have a tremendous affection in all sorts of ways for the vulnerable and lovely Sugar Cane. So here is the end of Act One from the musical version, Tony Roberts and Bobby Morris singing a great Julie Stein tune.
Doing it for sugar, I would do anything for sugar. Although I do submit when her heart is twinkling that I get a sprinkling of sugar. I just want to show her a world that she's got to adore. Sugar's one of those people that you just want to do everything for. When it comes to sugar, I find I'm generous and gentle. And because she's blonde and she's gorgeous, it's completely coincidental. Looking in the mirror, I relish the unselfish fellow I see. Doing it for sugar, I'm only doing it for sugar. And is it wrong that while I'm doing for sugar, it just kind of does things for me?
She's got a chance now,
a fighting chance now. We'll find a $1 million surprise to light those little Polish eyes. We're doing it for sugar. We would do anything for sugar. Although I do submit, when her heart is twinkling, that I get a sprinkling of sugar. We are gonna show her a world that she's got to adore. Sugar's one of those people that you just wanna do everything for. When it comes to sugar,
sugar, sugar, sugar,
I find I'm generous and gentle.
Generous and gentle.
And because she's blonde and she's gorgeous, it's completely coincidental. Looking in the mirror, I relish the unselfish fellow I see. Doing it for sugar. I'm only doing it for sugar. And is it wrong that while I'm doing for sugar, it just kinda does things for me? Doing it for sugar. I'm only doing it for sugar. It just kinda does things for me. Doing it for sugar.
And the musical adaptation of Some Like It Hot, Sugar, from 1972, does quite a few things for me. I think it's an awfully fun show of an even funner musical. But as they say, the curtain comes down on Act One. We'll take a little break here in our Some Like It Hot 60th anniversary tribute. Just want to remind you that this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM. Our program is generously supported by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, and I'm thrilled to announce for the first time, now that I can, that our show won the ASCAP Foundation Deems Taylor Award for Radio Broadcast. Well, what does that mean? Well, ASCAP is the Society of Composers and Publishers. It's the foundation for songwriters, and they felt that of all the broadcasts, of all the internet shows, of all kinds of music across the country, our show this year was number one, was the best. So we won the 51st anniversary award. Yay, rah. So let us go back to some adventuresome programming. We heard a song at the beginning of the show called Some Like It Hot. Doesn't appear in the movie at all. But back in the day, everyone cut a title number with some lyrics. And Adolf Deutsch, who wrote the soundtrack music for the movie, cut a quick little song and let us get back to our seats for the beginning of Act Two with a little of that number played by his combo.
Thank you.
Well, those of you who've seen the movie Some Like It Hot, which I hope is all of you, remember that in the second half of the movie, Jerry, played by Tony Curtis, has to find a way to get Sugar to fall in love with him because she doesn't like sax players. And, of course, he's in a dress. Complicated. So he goes to the beach and dresses up as a yacht-owning millionaire, and he affected an accent that he borrowed from Cary Grant. And, of course, Jack Lemmon says, "Nobody talks like that." Here's a little dialogue from that moment in the movie.
A bunch of us girls are appearing at the hotel. Sweet Sue and her society syncopators.
Oh, your society girls.
Oh, yes, quite. You know, Bryn Mawr, Vassar. We're just doing this for a lark.
Syncopators. Does that mean you play that very fast music, jazz?
Yeah, real hot.
Oh, well, I guess some like it hot. I personally prefer classical music.
Every star above knows the one I love, Sweet Sue, just you. And the moon up high knows the reason why, Sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. Without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, Sweet Sue, just you. It seems ever shares my dreams, and without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, Sweet Sue, oh, just you, sweet, sweet Sue, just you.
That was Sweet Sue, a song in reference to the band leader and her society syncopators. Do you know who sang that song? Can anybody guess? We get a show of hands. Yeah, I think this one's a little esoteric. That was Jack Lemmon, not only singing that song, but playing the piano. He was an excellent jazz piano player. And in the wake of the film Some Like It Hot, he cut his own jazz album, an absolute rarity. Well, in the story of Some Like It Hot / Sugar, Jerry borrows Osgood's yacht and brings Sugar there. And the kind of reversal is he plays a guy who is seemingly impotent, so she has to seduce him. That's the big joke. Here's a cut song from Sugar, sung by Jane Krakowski, and then we'll go into the London version of Some Like It Hot, the musical, with Tommy Steele. Anyway, just roll with it. Two fun songs by Julie Stein.
Sophisticated, I am not
I dream of love, an awful lot.
I've been to doctors, nurses, clinics, medicine men. They said that I could either resign myself to lead a life of the Benedictine monk, or alternately sign up to try electric shock treatment. So I'm about to give up the hoping, but I suppose if you insist, you might take a final shot. I can't be certain, but I think I felt a slight twinge.
And though I wear the comet's
with your lips right next to mine, I want it smack dab.
If I don't hold on
I'm in
to
the
this
mud
earth, I just
now,
might
so why not continue with the greater intensity?
Where do you go with a man that's been everywhere, been there and back, seeking new sensations? Where's the surprise when two eyes have seen everything, sights that most others have not? Oh, what do you give to a man who has everything, been everywhere, seen everything, tried heaven knows what? Of course you might give it a shot, been all around and covered ground all others have missed. What do you give to a man who has everything? Where in the world's a new twist? What do you give to a man who has everything? Been everywhere, seen everything. You're the key and the clue. What the man's always needed is
he obviously sees something in me. Amazing how quick two people can click. Hey, why not? Say, why not? Who can tell? I could just wind up being sugar shell. I admit that from where I sit, it's touch and go. Not easy, although impossible? No! Imagine me traveling with the swells. Me, such a little fish among the shells.
That was from one of the more bizarre evenings I ever spent in the theater, a 1990-something revival of Sugar, but under the title Some Like It Hot on London's West End, where Tommy Steele played the Tony Curtis part, but cut everyone else's part and sang other people's songs. It was kind of a mess. I had so long looked forward to seeing that show on stage, and it was not what I had hoped it would be. One of the reasons it was not what I had hoped it would be is because I love the 1972 album so much. Here is Cyril Richard, yes, that's Cyril Richard, Captain Hook, etc., as the millionaire Osgood Fielding making love to Robert Morse in drag. A very, very funny number.
Daphne.
Yes.
Do you think I merely wish to toy with you? Do you?
Oh, my God.
When I have sought you near and far, if you do not believe my boundless joy with you, you underestimate the girl you are. Some girls in this world have bits of that or this. Daisies for two eyes and butterflies for lips. But I've met an angel who is lovely from the inside out and beautiful through and through. Crash, swept off my feet, my love I can't repress. Could you be unaware of treasures you possess? An angel lovely from the inside out and beautiful through and through. Hear my heart call you. Ooh, ooh. My dreams are all you. Ooh, ooh. Could you but love me, ooh, ooh.
God, this is lovely.
Somewhere in my soul are passions that astound. Suddenly love's poems are vibrant and profound, and miracles can come true. You dance the rooftops of the world and have to confess the view is beautiful.
Ooh,
so beautiful.
Ooh,
through and
through. I'm engaged. Yes, there are those magic nights when hearts take magic flights above the city's din, up where the world is a musette and life's an omelette and both the eggs are him. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime, adore. I'll be alone no more. C'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon. My foolish fears have flown. On bluebird wings they soar. Oh my God, he's in love with me.
Beautiful.
La 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 la.
So beautiful.
La 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 la.
Through and
through.
One of the great things about Some Like It Hot is its comedy is outrageous, but at the heart of it, there is a lot of heart, frankly, and hearts are broken when Sugar realizes that she can never get together with the fake Shell Air played by Tony Curtis, and he doesn't show up. Her heart is broken. And here's another great song from the 20s and 30s that Billy Wilder interpolated into the film.
I'm through with love, I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I've stopped my heart with icy frigid air. And I mean to care for no one. Because I'm through with love. Why did you leave me to think you could care? You didn't need me, you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and sweat with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring, and all it meant to me, it can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. It can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. And so I'm through with, baby, I'm through with love.
It's always love, it's always love. There is a violent reaction to some chemical attraction on her part as well as his. And you have love, and you have love. Or do we dare in a democracy to shatter the hypocrisy and call it what it is? And what it is, and what it is just a lot of heavy breathing with some simmering and seething, not unpleasant now and then. But then it starts, but then it starts. It starts an open invitation to a moral obligation that is very bad for men. Yes, very bad for men. And after all, am I responsible at all? Because she needed to believe that I was something that I'm not. And if I shattered her illusions, she was jumping to conclusions. So here am I, so here am I. I had an innocent reaction to a physical attraction. Now my back's against the wall. It's always love, it's always love. Well, I am not convinced at all. She'll label me a heel, you know. I'm really not a heel, you know. It wasn't a bad deal, you know. Think how good I made her feel, you know. When all is said and done, you know, she had a bit of fun, you know. You didn't see her run, you know. She's over 21. You know,
Now she'll be hurt. Now she'll be hurt. Her little life will be in patches, and her breath will come in catches, and her nerves will be a knot. And as for me, and as for me, for just some momentary pleasure, I have run off with a treasure. Call the cops and have me booked. It's always love. It's always love.
Damn it all. I think I'm hooked.
That was Tony Roberts as Jerry in the musical Sugar singing his 11 o'clock number. What a good 11 o'clock number. I would love to hear that sung at some cabaret sometime, somewhere. Well, thanks for journeying with us down among the sheltering palms for an hour of the film Some Like It Hot and its many different musical versions and diversions. It's a great, great movie. It may be a little out of step with today's mores, but the performances are fantastic, and Billy Wilder really directed everything so meticulously and showed his love for American music, and American music showed its love back for him. As I said earlier, I never got to see the original Sugar. I would love to have seen it, I think, on tour. It was Larry Curt and Bobby Morris and Gail Gordon, Mr. Mooney from The Lucy Show. I would love to have seen that in California. A lot of people don't like it. I liked it. But I had this very strange evening in London where I saw the Tommy Steele version, which was kind of a mess. But we're going to finish with that because it has a Julie Stein, Some Like It Hot song. And, you know, what can I say? Nobody's perfect.
Of songs of devotion, sweet, soft, and prayerful. But we have to be bold and be a bit careful, 'cause whether we like it or not, some of you,
in fact, most of you,
just like it hot. Deepest desires to sing in a choir, but we're on the spot. Some like it hot. Should be subdued, never naughty or crude, but then like it or not, some like it hot. When you see me up here, brother, shimmying and shaking, a word to my legs, it's 'cause I've a great head, mother. Sweet old heart is breaking for bacon and eggs. Ain't it ironic how being symphonic don't get you nowhere? People don't care. We can sing Birdie, but Birdie ain't dirty, and people just stop or you'll take it off. Some like their music mellow, some go for flutes and a cello, but whether you like it or not, some like it, we like it, some like it hot. We'll be right back.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some.